For the past couple of weeks, we've been encouraging our regular commentators to set aside their usual areas of expertise and try something different. But linguist Jeff Nunberg wasn't sure if he wanted to abandon his usual persona.
When the producer called me and told me about this scheme, I was dubious. But she was persistent. "Do it," she said. "It'll be a stretch. I hate this. It's like having to decide on a new Halloween costume. People in San Francisco start thinking about costumes in July, and by early October, they're rigging themselves out as Don Corleone or Candlestick Park. And on the afternoon of October 31st, I pull out the ratty red fez, the striped nightshirt, and the bushy black mustache that I've worn to every costume party since 1976. Well, once I did have to make a stretch. I was living in Rome, and I was invited to a costume party where the host told everybody what they had to go as. They drew the assignments out of a hat. I had to go as a mozzarella. Italian mozzarellas are sold in white paper wrappings tied at one end with blue strings. So I got an oversized hooded white sweatshirt and painted onto it the blue label with a picture of a water buffalo that's the trademark of the Milk Flower brand. I padded it with a pillow and tied a blue string around my neck. I completed the outfit with baggy white pants and tennis shoes. The party was on a Saturday night in August. Everybody said I'd done a creditable job. It was pretty hot in the sweatshirt, but I suppose I had an easier time than my English friend Nick. He had to come as a cricket bat. It was one of those costumes that don't let you sit down or move around. He stood stiffly at the bar, sweating profusely, listing more and more precariously as the evening wore on. I left early because I had a flight back to the States the next morning. I'd already packed my bags. When I got back to the apartment I was subletting in the Via Giulia, I couldn't find my keys. I retraced my steps. I went back to the party and made everybody look all over the floor. Nick tried to peer under the bar in his cricket bat costume and toppled over. No keys. I spent the night on my friend Franco's couch. Now it's Sunday morning. There's no such thing as a 7-day locksmith in Italy. From Saturday noon to Monday morning, you can't even buy a pack of cigarettes or a liter of milk. At 7 a.m., Franco and I go back to the Via Giulia to see if we can break into the apartment. It's on the third floor. I've left the windows open and locked the shutters in the hope of letting some air in. They're the kind of shutters with louvered slats that the Italians call Persiani or Persian, sort of like the blinds that we call Venetians. But I'm not supposed to talk about language here, am I? In those days, the Roman government was run by the communists. They had this program of bread and circuses for the working-class people who had to stay in town while the Borghese went off to the mountains and the seashore. I mean circuses literally. That week, a troupe of trapeze artists were performing every night in the Piazza Farnese, just a block away, and they'd left their apparatus in place. So we got some street sweepers to help us pull down a long metal ladder and carry it over to the Via Giulia. We prop it up against the front of the building. I climb up to the third story, still in my mozzarella costume. I start trying to force the latch of one of the shutters with a screwdriver from Franco's car. A police car stops in front of the building, and two policemen get out. I can see Franco and the street sweepers arguing with them. Windows are opening all over the street. Franco says something to the policeman, they say something to him, they get into the car and drive away. The latch gives way all at once, the shutter swings open with me hanging onto it. I can feel the ladder sliding out from under me. That's when I make my stretch. I pitch one leg over the windowsill and roll into the apartment. I grab my suitcase, passport, and plane ticket. I'm out by the front door. Franco and I pile into the car and careen out to the airport on two wheels. I ask him what he said to the policeman. "I couldn't think of anything," he says. "I told him you were an American dressed as a mozzarella." And what did they say? They said, "We don't have that category."
Defying categories, Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California. Happy New Year from all of us at Fresh Air, from Danny Miller, Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Chris Spurgeon, Joan Tuohy, Roberta Sherrock, Dorothy Farabee, Joyce Lieberman, and me, Terry Gross. We wish you good health, happiness, and peace in the year ahead.